My name is Faith Ringgold. I am an artist. The show, oil paintings on canvas, done from 1963 to the early part of 1970, during that wonderful period when America went through a terrific, what should I say, upheaval, change, I think for the better. But then I understood that like every 40 years, we have to do it again. So maybe we're into the process of getting ready to do it again. But the 60s was fascinating, and it was when I became an artist. I really needed to tell my story. And at that time, there were certain genres of art that were popular, mostly abstract. And I picked political for mine, which meant that this work was not seen a lot in the 60s. I had two major shows, and that was it. 67 and 69 at the Spectrum Gallery. The Spectrum Gallery was on 57th Street in Manhattan. The director there was Robert Newman. I will never forget him. He made sure that I had those two shows. And then that was it until now. Well, I tell you, the reception was not good. Although I had a write-up in Art News, another one in Art in America. So that was good. I met Grace Gluck, who was writing for the New York Times. But, you know, how many people does it take to get you over when most people don't like what the hell you're doing? And most people did not, okay? And that was black and white people. Did not like what I was doing. I was just saying too damn much for them. And what happens to artists when they are ignored and denied in the way that I was is they, generally speaking, they stop working. I didn't do that. I kept working. And I broadened my audience by broadening my scope. I traveled all over the country through the 70s, and I did performances. I created all different kinds of art that I could get to people outside of the gallery system, because I couldn't get a gallery in New York to show my work, period. No, none. Not one would do it. After those first two shows, and that was a cooperative gallery. It was a gallery that was brought together by artists. But it was different from what a cooperative gallery is today. We really had a director who was a writer, and he wrote about our work, and his name is Robert Newman. Without him, I don't know, I might not be sitting here talking this talk. He was a great poet and a writer and just a wonderful guy. A lot of this work, a lot of the images have not been seen at all since 1969. And only about four of them have been sold. How's that? Nobody bought them, and those people who bought them for very little prices. I actually couldn't give them away. I couldn't. I would have done it too. I'm so glad that I couldn't. I'm so glad that I couldn't even give them away, because then I wouldn't have them. And that show's going to travel. I know it's going to travel all over, because this is a time when America is looking at itself again. Things are in upheaval to some extent, changing to another extent. It's a historic time. I did my autobiography so that I would be able to record everything about these works, and the period in which I made these works was pivotal. It was the beginning. It was the period in which I call myself a mature artist. No longer emerging. I am now a mature artist. 1963, I said it. That's it. It's more than true today.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.